Hello and welcome to the Find Your Flow radio show podcast. I'm your host, Winston Wittes, and I'm here today with a very special episode. Today's episode is all about three steps to flow. What is it? Why is it important? And what led me to this three steps to flow experience that I want to share with you and the world, and why do I feel that is so gosh darn important that I've invested more money than I care to admit and more time and energy than I ever thought possible. So let's get right down into it. So three steps to flow is a trademark. I'll put you on notice. Trademark name for my product, and maybe I'll come up with a better name, but that's the one I've been using because it is a three-step process to be able to get into a flow state doing practically anything that you do. So the idea being, above all else, to experience flow for yourself. That is my goal. For me to experience flow, I've already done, continue to do, and practice that as often as possible as I remember it and work it into my day consciously as daily practices such as this podcast. A daily practice for me to be able to get into mind flow and spirit flow and see the things and speak things into reality that I want to experience more of in my life and that I want to see out there in the world. And got this darn crinkly thing. Hopefully you can't hear that. So three steps to flow is a video series, an audio program, and a workbook all combined to help you with this practice of getting into the flow state. The flow state, flow states, or getting in the zone, it's a real thing. It's not some like made up idea. That's a big part of why this is so important to me. I grew up in a household where my mom was very religious and she wanted to, help us learn her faith and her belief system. And with that, there's faith, right? They're trying to tell me that, hey, you know, if you have faith in this thing, you believe what we're saying about God and about the universe and whatever, then you will be chosen to go into the afterlife and it will be awesome for you. And so my mom was Jehovah's Witness, and that was kind of, you know, a simple version of what they believe. And for me, being a young person growing up in and around that and having questions that I could not find suitable answers to, it was very frustrating, right? I didn't want to base my whole life living toward this cause or for this cause that I didn't fully believe in, especially when the stakes were so high, right? The stakes being, hey, you know, if you don't do this, you're going to blink out of existence. You're going to fall into a forever sleep, and that's the end of you. Or you could, you know, do what we tell you, and you could be resurrected after Armageddon, and that would be awesome for you. And for me, I'm the kind of person that, like, hey, I believe that you guys believe this. You know, I'm not calling you guys liars at all. I just don't believe it myself, right? And that, of course, caused a lot of struggle and friction for me growing up, okay? So for me, it really has to be like, yeah, I'm not just going to put my faith in this thing. No. I don't care the consequences. I have to test this for myself. I have to come to something that I can experience for myself before I'm going to put any kind of backing into it. And so what have I experienced and what do I believe to be a mystical experience or a peak experience? Just as I was saying this, there's a beautiful, huge bird of prey flew just in front of my car as I'm driving. It is usually we see like red-tailed hawks. This one's got like big golden wings. Wow, what is that? It's incredible. That's what it is. And quite a coincidence. And that is something I talk about with flow states as well, is as we are synchronizing ourselves with our surroundings and the task at hand, noticing things that line up and drawing conscious awareness to them and pointing them out and celebrating them as what I just did, right? I stopped talking about what I was talking about. I made a point to reference it to you and to myself. That was magical. That was magical to see a bird like that flying around right over the freeway, right over where I am in, San Diego. To see that is not everyday experience, and that bird flew over right as I was talking about something that was a peak experience for me. So that is significant for me. Anybody else could look at it and say, well, that's just a coincidence, Winston. That could happen at any time. And I'd say, you're absolutely right. And, if that is true for you, then that is true for you, right? Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. And it's the same kind of thing. It's the same principle, right? We determine our own realities. We get to choose what we believe to be real and what we believe not to be real. Doesn't mean those things can't still impact us, right? You may not believe in gravity, but it's probably still going to keep you with your feet on the ground. Unless you're a skydiver and you're like, well, I can just go up into my plane and jump out of that. In which case, obviously, gravity's still playing a part, but you're maybe tempting it with your savvy, with your parachute or your squirrel wings. But again, you're still working with that thing, right? So it doesn't mean these things don't affect us or play in, but how do we work with them, right? What's our attitude toward them, and how do we work with or against this thing? And so for me, choosing to be flowing, choosing to be in this magical state where that was a powerful symbol, that was a powerful coincidence, that happened at just that moment, right when I was talking to you about it. That is meaningful for me. And because I'm giving it that significance in my life and that importance, I can now start to notice more of that, right? Where attention goes, energy flows, start to create more of that in your life. And just like with anything you give attention to, you're looking to buy a new car. Well, guess what? You start to see that new car all over. Ah, great. Another coincidence just popped into my head this morning. I was looking at my wife's new car. She got a, I don't even know what it is, but it's a Kia. It's a Kia, and I forgot the style. But I look at her car this morning. I'm like, man, that's a nice-looking car. It's really sweet. And then I look at our neighbor's cars, like, wow, that car looks exactly the same. It's a different brand, but it's designed exactly the same. And then I look across the street, and I see the brand-new neighbors that just moved in have the exact same shape car. It's a different brand, too, but same exact shape. And then the people directly across the street also had one, I noticed. And the people next door on the other side had one. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. All of a sudden, I noticed that 5 out of 5 neighbors have the same exact freaking style of car as the one my wife just bought. I've never noticed this before. Why? Because my attention wasn't there. I couldn't care less about the kind of cars they drove. No offense to them. They all looked like nice cars, and I'm sure I noticed them at some point. But it wasn't in my daily practice of noticing cars, right? That's not something that I pay a whole lot of attention to. And yet, when my attention shifted, it instantly became something that my mind found everywhere, right? This is very significant. If I'm instantly shifting into the abundance mindset, into opportunity, and into the flow, and experiencing flow states, and synchronicity, and serendipity, and coincidences, and all these things start to flow into each other, well then, boom, every little symbol like that is something magical. It's extraordinary. It's extraordinary. It's not the everyday coincidence, oh, a big bird flew by. No, that was a freaking eagle of some sort or something. That was some magical bird that I haven't seen in a very long time and rarely ever see, right? That was significant. And here I am on this podcast talking about significances, and 3 steps to flow is really significant for me because, you know, I've been working really hard on producing a lot of content. I've been working really hard on producing a lot of products and getting the systems in place to be able to share and sell these products and monetize Find Your Flow as a website and as a publishing company and as a, lifestyle brand to be able to offer products and services that will help you to experience flow. And I'm going in 1,000 directions at once, and I know that. And, I'm not super excited about that specific piece of it, but that's just what I've been doing, right? Been hustling as fast as I can for many, many years to just kind of tie up all these different pieces of it to be able to then launch it and have it, be able to do awesome things. So At lunchtime today, I had a great conversation with an editor who I've been wanting to bring on board potentially. I wanted to discover if this is somebody that I just got. Sometimes I get intuitions and about people or things, and sometimes I actually listen to those intuitions and I try to take action on them as best I can, even if I don't know exactly what that action is. Okay, so this is one of those cases. I didn't know exactly what it was, but I saw her post something about being interested in doing more editing and publishing, and I've been really wanting to do a magazine. This is absurd. Who does print magazines? Print's so out of style, right? But I feel like I want to do a big, beautiful coffee table type magazine with lots of pictures and cool stories about people's adventures in flow. And so with that, I reached out to this person on faith. I knew, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what to do. I was scared because I know that I would want to pay her, and I'm sure she would like to be paid and not work for free. And I also know that I don't have a particularly huge budget for these things. So I figured, well, this is a good opportunity to practice this, just going with the flow, going with the intention, and seeing how that works for me. And had a great call with her. And we really hit it off, and definitely sound like somebody that I might want to work with, going forward. Now, the three steps to flow. So she was taking a look at my website, and really liked a lot of what I was doing, and was on awesome enough to be very honest and point out, like, hey, you've got all these amazing things going, these different pieces. What are you selling? Like, what do you want me to do when I go to this website? I can't understand what you're selling. And that's great, honest feedback, because I know in my head all these things that I'm producing and creating and wanting to sell, but it's a heck of a lot of things, and not everything can be done at once, especially given logistics of some of these things and costs of some of these things and all these different things I've been working on. So getting to the point of if this was one thing. If I could just focus on one of these products, on one of these avenues of all these different things I'm doing, what would that one thing be? And it's like, man, I've been pushing really hard to get this Slacker Success program upgraded and done, and really hard to get this other program and service done. And but then it's like, when I really, so that as I'm talking with her, I was like, well, really, the whole idea is to give people a flow state experience, because as soon as somebody has a flow state experience, then other things start to become easier. Life becomes easier. Everything becomes easier. You start to be able to just enjoy life more, the things you're already doing, right? Oh, you got to walk the dog. Okay, cool. Well, that should be an enjoyable experience, right? Oh, you're going to make dinner. Okay, that could also be a flow experience. You're going to, do any number of things that you normally have to do every day, drive to and from work, right? Commuting. I've talked about how for me, I've turned this into a flow experience by podcasting, right? It's something I love to do. Gets me fired up, gets me focused, gets my mind flowing, and it is awesome. And so I got really focused and said, out of all these things, really the whole point of any of them that I'm making and working on, for the most part, is to get somebody into a flow state. And if I can help you get into a flow state, then that is going to make you happier. It's going to make your life experience more pleasurable. And you'll probably be more happy and radiate that happiness out into people that you interact with every day, your family, your friends. Then they will be more happy around you. And then that will increase flow between you guys. And when they go out into the world and interact with other people, chances are they'll be in a better mood. And it just radiates outward, right? It becomes this thing that just grows and grows and grows. And so that is actually what I wrote the first, the book about the social experiment, the first one that I actually published, is kind of about this idea and bringing it into an action, to make it actionable. Because I don't want to just throw out philosophy that has no way to implement. I don't want to just talk and be like, wouldn't it be cool if? No, it is cool, and here's why it's cool, and don't take my word for it. Go try it for yourself. And if you have the same experience, let me know about it. Share it. Share with other people. Tell other people how it worked for you, because maybe the way you approach it or experience it is different than the way that I do. And I don't want people to think that this whole flow thing is just me, Winston, right? And like my way of doing it. although the three steps to flow is the way that I did personally create, and I am, like I said, trademarking that and patenting it and all that good stuff. Point being, that is a framework. It's a framework for you to have your own experiences so that there is no faith involved. You test it, you try it, you experience it for yourself. I believe 100% that it'll be awesome for you. If not, then hey, take your money back. I'll happily give it back to you. I want you to be happy and go find the thing that will help you move forward in your life and make you happy. So three steps to flow. I put this product together. It is basically, you know, 15 to 18 years of me testing and trying things and logging things and journaling things and blogging things that I do to get into flow states and whittling it down to three steps that can be applied to practically anything as far as I'm concerned, whether that be mind flow, body flow, spirit flow, social flow, or cash flow. And then being able to use this as a framework for having more flow in your daily life. That's the idea, okay? I think I'm about out of time here. So, darn it, I didn't look at when I actually started recording. And I know I got to wrap it up here soon. So, that is the idea here, friends. And I appreciate you. And I want to make sure that you're getting your flow states on. So, if you go into the show notes for this particular show, Three Steps to Flow in the podcast, I'm going to put a special offer in there. And, first of all, a free trial of it, like not a demo, but kind of, you know, just to kind of break down the bigger concepts, and then a special offer for the actual program. I would encourage you to take me up on it. You know, I want to spread flow. That is the mission of all the stuff I'm doing and trying to do behind the scenes and work on and spread myself thin and blah, blah, blah. The real idea is, hey, get into a flow state for yourself, experience it. If it isn't the most awesome thing that you can do for free on your own time without anybody else, then I don't know what is. All right? So there you have it, friend. So go out, experience flow, and until next time, be flowing.